Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to episode 13 of our 2016 AVN Award nomination series. This is the final in the regular series. We have one category left to discuss, so we're going to go in depth with that. We may do a fan voting one as well, because of course that is available. Fans can vote for their favorites. We may cover that. We'll also cover the winners, probably, as part of it. So I would just like, once again, to tell you all, thank you for listening. I do appreciate your feedback. Rog at RogReviews.com, email. You can also find me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. I'm on Facebook as well, if you want to find me there. Send any feedback you want. If you like this series, something I've thought about doing a lot more of, incorporated a little video. There is a video over on YouTube, Rog Rules. Mostly some interviews and product reviews, but also the contest bracket is up there. Contest is on the site, RogReviews.com, contests. Click on the top one and fill out your ballot. If you get the most correct answers, you win a prize. Some hot movies, money, and some other prizes. We're still a little late, but we're still working on exactly what that's going to be. This podcast, as well as the whole series, sponsored by Media Crunch Advisors. MCA, Content Media Services of Los Angeles. MCA providing advisory and evaluation services to the content media community at large. As part of their sponsorship, they would like me to acknowledge two websites, RogReviews.com and FreeOnes.com, as an example of places where the industry can go, fans can go, interact, find out a lot about your favorite performers. Support these sites. Let us know that what we do matters, you still come here to find out what's good and what's not. And I want to say, I haven't said this in a while, please pay for your porn. Without it, it's going to go away. I know it's easy to get stuff for free, but the fact is, this industry's taken a huge hit, and the only way it's going to survive is if people do support the stuff they like. So, also haven't mentioned it in a while, Pipeline Multimedia, an adult PR firm that I am partners in, adult and mainstream PR, so shoot on over there if you have any needs, especially if you're a performer, a cam girl. We have packages designed for big companies as well as individuals. Speaking of individuals, if you click over there on avnawards.com, nominees, about three quarters of the way down to the bottom, or just Control F, Female Performer of the Year, that's the category we're going to cover today at length. Now this, of course, Performer of the Year is, I think, the big one. I think everybody kind of considers that the big one. That's the biggest star in our industry. We mentioned a little bit about what criteria I use for the male performers, whether I just do sexual performance or if I include acting. Like with the males, I do try and do a little bit of both. Also, Houston Don from X-Critic had mentioned how star showcases definitely help a performer elevate her level. And so you're going to hear a lot about that in this. I do look at a lot of different things. And because this is a weighted ballot, picking someone second or third just because they had a great year, as opposed to going deeper and really thinking about it, can definitely affect the overall outcome. This year's list is Annika Albright, last year's winner, August Ames, AJ Applegate, Vicky Chase, Adriana Chechik, Carter Cruz, Danny Daniels, Adra Fox, Keisha Gray, Jillian Jansen, Ava Lovia, Maddie O'Reilly, Romy Rain, Riley Reed, and Cleo Valentine. A couple of double A's and double R's in there, and a double J. Always good to have a little alliteration in our list. Not a bad list at all. Not the best list ever, but definitely not a weak one. There have been a couple years where it was absolutely weak. I think that's just part of the industry right now. Now, just a little history before we go over the list. These women are vying to join the following list. Starting in 93, Ashlyn Gere, Debbie Diamond, Asia Carrera, Caitlin Ashley, Missy, Stephanie Swift, Chloe, Anari Vox, Jewel Denial, Nikita Denise, Aurora Snow, Ashley Blue, Lauren Phoenix, Audrey Hollander, Hillary Scott, Sasha Gray, Jenna Hayes, Tori Black, twice, two in a row, Tori Black, 10 and 11, Bobby Starr, Asa Akira, Bonnie Rotten, Annika Albright. Now that's a pretty amazing list when you stop and think about it. some of my all-time favorite performers on that list. What I really like is only one performer's ever won it twice, and that was Tori Black. I think that Asa Akira easily could have won it more than once, but Annika Albright is trying to be only the second person to win it twice. So I think that's interesting. And talking about categories, let's just go back, for example, the first year Tori Black won. Belladonna, Lexi Bell, Ashlyn Brooke, Dana D'Armond, Chase Evans, Jenna Hayes, who'd won it the year before, Caden Cross, Jesse Jane, Amber Rain, Nikki Rhodes, Anne-Marie Rios, Christina Rose, Bobby Starr, Misty Stone. Now, Christina Rose, Bobby Starr, Dana D'Armond, Jenna Hayes, Jesse Jane, and Tori Black, phenomenal. The following year, Tori won against Asa Akira, Monique Alexander, who'd just come back, started doing Boys, and was phenomenal, Lexi Bell, again Jenna Hayes, Cagney Lynn Carter, who had an amazing year, Kimberly Kane, who was fantastic, Caden Cross, Faye Reagan, Christina Rose, Andy Sandemus, Bobby Starr, Riley Steele, Misty Stone, and Alexis Texas. Just, those were some stacked years. Compared to that, we don't quite have the deep, deep, deep talent pool this time that we had then. This year's list is Annika Albright, last year's winner, August Ames, AJ Applegate, Vicky Chase, Adriana Chechik, Carter Cruz, Danny Daniels, Adra Fox, Keisha Gray, Jillian Jansen, Ava Lovia, Maddie O'Reilly, Romy Rain, Riley Reed, and Cleo Valentine. A couple of double A's and double R's in there, and a double J. Always good to have a little alliteration in our list. Not a bad list at all. Not the best list ever, but definitely not a weak one. There have been a couple years where it was absolutely weak. I think that's just part of the industry right now. Now, just a little history before we go over the list. These women are vying to join the following list. Starting in 93, Ashlyn Gear, Debbie Diamond, Asia Carrera, Caitlin Ashley, Missy, Stephanie Swift, Chloe, Anari Vox, Jewel Denial, Nikita Denise, Aurora Snow, Ashley Blue, Lauren Phoenix, Audrey Hollander, Hillary Scott, Sasha Gray, Jenna Hayes, Tori Black, twice, two in a row, Tori Black, 10 and 11, Bobby Starr, Asa Akira, Bonnie Rotten, Annika Albright. Now that is that's a pretty amazing list when you stop and think about it. Some of my all-time favorite performers on that list. What I really like is only one performer's ever won it twice. And that was Tori Black. I think that Asa Akira easily could have won it more than once. But Annika Albright is trying to be only the second person to win it twice. So I think that's interesting. And talking about categories, let's just go back, for example, the first year Tori Black won. Belladonna, Lexi Bell, Ashlyn Brooke, Dana D'Armond, Chase Evans, Jenna Hayes, who'd won it the year before, Caden Cross, Jesse Jane, Amber Rain, Nikki Rhodes, Anne-Marie Rios, Christina Rose, Bobby Starr, Misty Stone. Now, Christina Rose, Bobby Starr, Dana D'Armond, Jenna Hayes, Jesse Jane, and Tori Black, phenomenal. The following year, Tori won against Asa Akira, Monique Alexander, who'd just come back, started doing Boys, and was phenomenal, Lexi Bell, again Jenna Hayes, Cagney Lynn Carter, who had an amazing year, Kimberly Kane, who was fantastic, Caden Cross, Faye Reagan, Christina Rose, Andy Sandemus, Bobby Starr, Riley Steele, Misty Stone, and Alexis Texas. Just, those were some stacked years. Compared to that, we don't quite have the deep, deep, deep talent pool this time that we had then. Which does not mean that I don't think this is a good class. One of the things that I haven't stressed yet in this podcast that I usually do is that I try very hard never to rain on anybody's parade. All the people who got nominated, congratulations. I've never liked the mentality of let's attack the list and say so-and-so doesn't deserve to be there, so-and-so sucks. I don't like that. I don't like taking away from people's moment. All the women who got nominated, fantastic, great. I think objectively, there have been stronger lists than this, top to bottom, but there's some great performers, and everybody deserves to be congratulated. So as I move forward, if I emphasize some, I like doing that. I like, if people want to criticize a list, for example, say, yeah, this list is fine, but what about so-and-so? You know, hey, why isn't Angela White on this list? Come on, folks, where's Angela White? But, you know, I would never want to take away from anybody's moment. Going down the list, Annika Albright won last year. I think she was strong again this year. I strongly doubt she would win 2 years in a row just because, as we just mentioned, all these great performers, only one time has someone won 2 years in a row, and it was Tori Black. I'm not sure that Annika was that much better than anybody else this year. Still one of my top on this list. August Ames, haven't really seen her do anything that makes her stand out. It was kind of an interesting inclusion. I don't think she's going to end up too far up on most people's ballots. AJ Applegate, I think, is one of the top performers this year. She's beautiful. She's got the serious ass. She's done some really high-profile work. Does a little bit of everything. Hasn't maybe done a lot of the features, although she's done some. So I think she has a really strong case as one of the top performers this year. And again, would be one of my on my short list, as it were. Adriana Chechik. Now, this Adriana is an example of someone who I think has a good chance to win, because I think she's going to be at the top, not near the top, how's that? Near the top of a lot of people's ballots, because she's very well known, she's good looking, she's done a lot of high profile stuff, she has her star showcase, she's known for some extreme anal acts. So I think she's a good bet to win. She's not near the top of my ballot. I don't see a lot there. She's pretty, she does everything, but honestly, I kind of feel like once you've seen her stick big things in her ass, that's kind of what she does. It's kind of all she does, and that's sort of the appeal. There's nothing wrong with that. It just, for me, there's nothing more than that. So she's an example of a person that I might say, okay, wait a minute, she's going to be at the top of everybody else's ballot. If I just put her in the middle, which is probably where I would rank her on, you know, hotness. And again, being in the middle of this list is not an insult at all. I mean, you're talking about some super, super smoking women. You know, she's the kind of person that you might consider putting near the bottom of the ballot just so that some of the other people whom you might really like could sort of rise to the top. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. That makes sense. Carter Cruz, I like Carter Cruz. She was last year everybody's favorite rookie. I don't know that she expanded a whole lot. She had the one blacked movie that was really, really outstanding. I don't know if that's going to be enough to sort of push her over the top. You know, not bad. But, again, would not be, if I've got a 3 or a 5-person list, would not be one of those. I actually missed someone. I'll go back. Vicky Chase. I think highly underrated. The fact that she got nominated is really a testament to how many people recognize her contributions. She's very sexy. She's very filthy. She's very pretty. She's done lots of really good stuff. She had... I think we need to see more Star Showcase type stuff from her. She's the kind of person that I would put at the top of my ballot, because I think she really is underrated and might tend to get forgotten or left off the top three on too many ballots. So of that first group, Annika, August, AJ, Vicky, Adriana, and Carter, AJ and Vicky would be the two near the top of my ballot. Vicky Chase is just fantastic. You have to see her. She's really, really talented and beautiful and sexy. Danny Daniels won the XBiz Awards, so I think that sort of puts her maybe in the driver's seat a little bit. And I was reading a message board where people said they were really surprised, you know. And again, there was a lot of negativity and hate, and I'm not going to do that. I think I can say strongly Danny Daniels was stronger in 14 than in 15. But she's not competing against Danny Daniels 2014. She's competing against the other ladies 2015. So not a bad choice. Wouldn't be my choice because I'm basing it on this year, not on body of work or not last year's work. I think sometimes it happens, though. Wouldn't surprise me if she ends up winning this one as well. Adra Fox has done good work, has a couple of star showcases, has never, to me, stood out the way Carter has, the way Danny Daniels has in the past, the way Riley Reed further down the list has, the way AJ or Vicky. Good, solid, don't think I'd put it at the top of my ballot. Keisha Gray, 8 months ago, I think I would have put her even higher than I do now. I think she was really cute and on her way. I think she's still cute and on her way. I just don't think she's quite moved up to that top three or four, but she's very good. Her performances are very hot. I'm glad to see her on this list. Jillian Jansen, I feel similar there. I think Jillian is a couple steps ahead of Keisha. She's honestly one of the most striking women, I think, in the business right now. I really think she's super, super attractive and like seeing some of the star showcases she's done and sort of the evolution of her sexual performance. I think it might be a year too soon for her, where maybe Danny Daniels' best year was last year. Perhaps Jillian's best year is going to be next year. Eva Lovia, very limited exposure to her, partially because Digital Playground has sort of, they've stopped doing the screener thing as well. So it makes it tough to see until I sort of saw her all at once at the end. Not bad. Would not put her, again, at the top of my ballot, but very attractive. That brings us up next to Maddie O'Reilly. Again, I think Maddie had her best year last year. I don't remember any standout performances from this year. So I think Maddie may be in the same situation as Danny Daniels. She was very cute, very impressive, but maybe, you know, maybe a year too late. Romy Rain, I think really nice to see her included. I think she's a very solid performer with some definite star, some star qualities. I wouldn't put her, again, at the very top, but she's the kind of person that I would think about ranking a little higher maybe than some because I think she won't get ranked high enough on other people's ballots. So she's the kind of person that I think I would put higher. Riley Reed, probably the one I would think before the Danny Daniels X-Biz win, probably would have put money on Riley Reed as being perhaps the winner. Super cute, super nasty. Had the great star vehicle from Tushy, does everything. I think she's really, really strong. And I think this was her best year, building on a couple of really good ones. I think she's sort of building up to something. Very impressed by her. She's done some good acting as well, in lead and supporting roles. She's got the, sort of the supporting role in the Emma Marks New Sensations 50 Shades kind of movies. So I think she's done a good job there. So you might see, I don't know, I think she's definitely a top of the ballot kind of person. And then Cleo Valentine. Cleo is a girl who I really like. I like her look. I like her energy. I like her style. I like everything that I've seen from her. She's also someone I think who's going to get overlooked because she is sort of seen as the Burning Angel type tattooed girl. She broke out of that mold, I think, better than most of the Burning Angel type girls have done. And I think that's a good thing. I think we've seen some of them really sort of come to the forefront, and she's been really good. Again, like Vicky Chase, like Romy Rain, she's the kind of girl that I would put higher on my ballot because I think she's not going to be high enough on other people's. So there you go. If I'm handicapping this, if I'm going to bet, it's hard not to bet on Danny Daniels because of X-Biz, but I think I would go, I'm going to give you three that I would bet on, okay? If I'm betting money, Riley Reed, AJ Applegate, or Danny Daniels. The top of my ballot, AJ Applegate, Vicky Chase, and Riley Reid, with Cleo Valentine and Jillian Jansen right behind them. And again, I think it's tough. I think in a couple of days we will see who it is. I wouldn't be at all surprised if it was Adriana Cechik, to be honest. I probably should have put her down if I'm putting money down. Before the Danny Daniels, I definitely would have picked her along with Riley Reid and AJ. I think AJ Applegate has a really good shot, and I would like to see that. So that's it. That is all for the series this year, at least unless we do a fan voting thing, which we might do. Maybe I'll do a video one of those, and we'll sort of click our ballot at the last minute tomorrow. I'd like to thank all of you for sitting through these 12 episodes. I'd like to welcome you to please drop by rogerreviews.com. Give me feedback, roger@rogerreviews.com, Twitter, RogerTPipe over on Twitter. Let me know what you think. I'm always very interested in hearing from you guys, ways I can make the site better, ways I can make the podcast better. I would like to take a moment to thank the sponsor of this podcast, Media Crunch Advisors, Content Media Services of Los Angeles, MCA providing advisory and evaluation services to the content community at large. They would like me to recognize rogerreviews.com, which I've been doing, and freeones.com, a site that I absolutely, absolutely love. Fantastic site there. Definitely check them out and, you know, see lots of great pictures and video. See who you like. You get to comment and interact. It's fantastic. I'd like to remind you also, please pay for your porn. Click on any of the links on rogerreviews.com. We got some black.com banners up there, Adult DVD Empire, GameLink, Hot Movies. All those sites do pay for your porn, and you will continue to see great porn being made so long as we continue to pay for it. Thanks again for all the support. I think that's about it, man. Visit the site, check out avn.com. I absolutely love doing this every year for you guys. I love voting. Believe me, if you think the podcasts are long, trust me, we do, you know, 4 weeks of absolute crazed reviewing. It's a ton of fun. It is an absolute honor. Thank you to AVN for letting me do this again and for being supportive of this podcast, even though sometimes I may say things that, you know, are a little bit not what they want to hear. They're really fantastic and supportive of the freedom that we all enjoy. I think that's about it. Thank you again for listening. See you soon.